America's melting pot sometimes means the melding of multiple races within one home, or one person, one child.
Sometimes people ask me what color I am, and I'm not really sure why, but sometimes they ask me that, and I just give them the answer that I'm a tannish color.
But neither society nor individuals are colorblind, so eventually we have to choose a box on a census form or a driver's license application.
What's your box?
What's your favorite color, baby?
Our biracial president is the first black president. Where is that color line, and when is it okay? Blur it.
What's your favorite color, baby?
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, December 15th. I love that. The little girl says, people ask me what color and I am. I say, tannish.
Tannish. That's right. No boxes on this show, but we're going to talk about the dilemma and the experience of people who have multiple racial backgrounds. It's an interesting issue in America, that's for sure. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. An early look at the White House year-end review of the war in Afghanistan shows the troop surge is reportedly making progress. The Washington Post reports that civilian casualties are down 66% for the first 11 months of 2010 compared to this time last year, according to the report. But in the key southern part of the country, Afghan forces outnumber coalition troops 6-4. And the report says the war effort still suffers from Pakistan's unwillingness to crack down on the Taliban inside its territory. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the report will be made public tomorrow.
The president will provide an update on our strategy to the American people on Thursday as he presents the findings of the review along with members of his senior national security team.
Two other reports from intelligence agencies paint a harsher picture of the situation in Afghanistan. They put even more blame on Pakistan for harboring insurgents in its tribal regions. But critics say the intelligence reports lack on-the-ground assessments and have no new data past the month of October.
The Senate is expected to pass the president's tax cut compromise today, but House Democrats have hinted they may tinker with the legislation. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says his colleagues should know better.
I hope that our friends in the House will understand that that's the best way to go forward, simply pass the Senate bill. Get it down to a president who supports the understanding.
Meanwhile, the House votes on a standalone bill to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell today.
A British court has set bail at $315,000 for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Mark Stevens, one of Assange's lawyers, says he will remain in prison while a Swedish appeal is ruled on.
Whatever happens, Mr. Assange will have to stay behind bars because he'll either be staying behind bars because there's an appeal or because we haven't got £200,000, which we can deliver to this court in cash.
Assange faces questioning in Sweden over allegations of sexual offenses against two women. The U.S. Air Force is blocking its employees from accessing the New York Times and more than two dozen other sites that have republished diplomatic cables released by WikiLeaks.
A boat carrying asylum seekers believed to be from Iraq and Iran crashed into rocky crags off the coast of Australia's Christmas Island, killing 27 people and leaving about 30 injured. One eyewitness described the scene to Australia's ABC radio.
There were just bits of flotsam jetsam everywhere, lots of logs and poles and lots of wood. And there were seven people clinging to either poles or the remains of the hull of the vessel that came ashore.
42 people have been rescued in what officials are calling an ongoing effort. Taking a look at the markets, Asian and European indices are down, and so are futures relatively significantly. The Dow closed at a two-year high yesterday, though. It'll start today at 11,476, the S&P at 1,214, and the NASDAQ will open at 2,627. Well, all this week we are talking about American values. What are they? Today, we continue that discussion with an idea of the American dream home. And also, what's more American, a penny saved or is it a penny spent? Those conversations coming up later this hour.
Or $100 spent. First, what's in your race? A complicated question for people with mixed race parents. We'll talk about that in a few minutes.